My apologies. I thought I had already put the commentary up there for Chapter 7. I am sorry. I just looked and said, oh, I forgot to put the commentary on there. So here it is. Here we are. Let's take a look at the bottom of the handout assignment sheet, notes sheet for Chapter 7. And oh boy, you're not going to be happy with me for this assignment. Because some of these companies do their best to try to hide their returns over the long term because they're not that great compared to their competitors and the Standard & Poor's 500. So this assignment is entitled, Who Has Beaten the Market? Who Are Our All-Stars? And let's read together. The 10-year average annual rate of return of the Standard & Poor's 500 Composite Index was 7.4% from December 31st, 2003 to December 31st, 2013. The 20-year average rate of return was 9.22% from December 31st, 1993 to December 31st, 2013. Can you find at least 10 domestic stock mutual funds that have beaten the S&P 500 over 10 years and at least 5 domestic stock mutual funds that have beaten it over 20 years? The 30-year average rate of return was 11.09% from December 31st, 1983 to December 31st, 2013. Can you find any domestic stock mutual funds that have been in existence for 30 years and or more and have beaten the Standard & Poor's 500 index over 30 years? Now, why did I say you're going to not like me after this assignment? Because as I said, some companies, mutual fund companies, do their best to hide that. So you're going to see if you can find some domestic stock mutual funds, because those are what we would compare against the Standard & Poor's 500. If you found a global stock mutual fund, that wouldn't be a fair comparison. And if you found a bond mutual fund, well, certainly that's not going to be right. Can't possibly do as well as the stocks are going to do well over 10, 20, 30. Well, 10 years it can. 20 and 30 years, no. Stocks have always beaten bonds over that period of time. So my advice is check Morningstar, check Yahoo, but also look at some of the companies in the Chapter 4 section, Franklin American, maybe Vanguard, Dodge & Cox, hint, hint, hint. And you should find some that have done very well over 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years. All right? And then optional on your own, check some global stock mutual funds. And who would we check our benchmark against? Which benchmark would we check our performance against? That would be the MSCI World Index, which is being replaced by the MSCI All Country World Index. MSCI, by the way, stands for Morgan Stanley Capital International, but you don't have to know that. Although you're going to be cursing me, I do want you to actually have fun with this, and hopefully you will, again, get lost, not a nasty way, not saying in a nasty way, but saying it in a way such that you actually enjoy yourself, saying, oh, this is interesting. Let me look at this. Oh, let me look at their competitors. This is something I enjoy. I hope you enjoy it, too. Good luck.